Welcome to Chapter by Chapter, a feature intended to inspire you to read a chapter of your Bible every day. Here's Sandy Adams, pastor of Calvary Chapel Stone Mountain, with a synopsis of today's chapter.
In 1 Peter chapter 4, we learn that persecution purifies God's people and suffering crystallizes commitment. Once you've paid a heavy price for your faith, there's no turning back. When you stop running with the gang and start walking with the Lord, don't expect your unbelieving buddies to understand. When they laugh at your faith, remember you've wasted enough time complying with the will of man. It's time you obey the will of God. Your mocking friends will understand on the day of judgment. Getting serious with God sparks love for one another. Holiness and hospitality go hand in hand. Let's not let suffering surprise us. A world hostile to Christ will be hostile to Christians. When persecution comes, rejoice. If we share in His sufferings, we'll share in His glory. But when you suffer, be sure to track its cause. Some Christians are unliked and rejected, not because they're standing up for Jesus, but because they're acting like a jerk. There's a difference between being persecuted for righteousness and being persecuted for self-righteousness. Don't pretend to be a martyr when it's your false humility or spiritual pride or religious bigotry that people are mocking. God will judge the world, but before He does, let's first judge the church. How can we drag men out of darkness when we're asleep in the light?
Our desire is to see you reading God's Word. Each day at this time, Sandy will summarize a succeeding chapter in the Bible. If you would like a tape containing Pastor Sandy's complete study of today's chapter, call us at Calvary Chapel Stone Mountain. The number is 8777-BY-CHAP. That's 8777-BYCHAP. Or on the web at CalvaryChapelStoneMountain.com.